Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Aaron Finch smashed a new 2020 international record score of 156 to set up a 39-run win for Australia over England at the Aegeus Bowl in Southampton. The right-hander muscled 11 fours and 14 sixes to dominate an Australian record score of 248 for 6 before England, despite an unbeaten 90 from Joe Root, closed on 209 for 6. That was a recovery of some note given that they were 42 for 4 when Owen Morgan departed in the fourth over, but Australia always had enough runs on the board, going on to take their first win in an international match since February. Pakistan recovered from a ponderous start to comfortably win the second one-day international in Harare and so square the series with Zimbabwe heading into Saturday's decider. Mohammad Hafiz hit a fluent unbeaten century and Junaid Khan then took four wickets as the visitors completed victory by the margin of 90 runs. Zimbabwe bowled out for 209, having been set 300 to win. Lydia Greenway struck a superb unbeaten 80 in 64 balls to guide England to a 5-wicket win over Australia in the second 2020 international, a win that regained the women's ashes. After Australia posted 127 for 7, England were reduced to 9 for 3, but thanks to Greenway's brilliance, they got home with an over to spare. Their fourth win in a row puts them 10-4 up in the multi-format series with one game remaining. Australian fast bowler Ryan Harris faces a spell of 6 to 8 weeks on the sidelines with a hamstring injury he picked up during the fifth and final Ashes test at the Oval. Harris was Australia's most successful bowler during the series, picking up 24 wickets at an average of 19.58, with a haul of 7 for 117 at Chesterfield Street. For the first time in his career, he managed to play four tests in succession without succumbing to injury, but was unable to bowl at the latter stages of the final game due to a right hamstring strain.